Welcome to Three Glasses Podcast, where we give you perspective through three different lenses. I'm the host, AJKC, and my co-host, Ajaya MBJ. So this episode, we're going to talk about dating the Black man. I mean, when I say dating, I'm referring to going out on dates while you're single, as well as dating your husband or significant other. If y'all even been still, I mean, if y'all been together for years or whatever the case may be. So when y'all do go out on dates, like, let's jump right into it. Like, do y'all expect, like, you go Dutch, you expect the man to pay?
For me, when I was younger, of course, I was like, he's going to pay, especially if he's asking. He's definitely going to pay. But I always have my backup money just in case, because you just never know how things may turn out. And I don't have time to be embarrassed, and I don't have time to be running that on myself.
Period.
But now, well, I am married, so the dating scene is out the door, except, you know, my husband and I can date, but he pays for everything, so that's not a problem. Unless I just, you know, want to treat him, of course, that's no problem either. But as an adult, I feel like it's a mutual agreement type of thing. I don't have any expectations these days. Expectations cause disappointments, and at this point in my life, I can't expect for anybody to do anything. So that's my opinion. How y'all feeling about it?
I actually agree with you. I still kind of feel that way, like the man should pay for it or whatever, but I do still have that backup money, because that was something I was raised on as well. Like, you know, make sure you got enough for yourself just in case, you know, something happened to go crazy, be prepared or whatever. But I mean, when dating now is so different, and then dating in Atlanta, and then dating in Atlanta as a Black woman, and then dating in Atlanta as a straight Black woman, you know, it's layers to it here.
It's layers to this, it's a lot.
It has its own challenges, but, you know, you got to do your own due diligence and process of elimination and kind of knowing what you do like and what you don't like. But I feel like, honestly, not to go sidebar real quick, but I feel like it was kind of my experience with dating is kind of limited, because I wasn't allowed to date in high school. I didn't go on my first date till I was 18. You know what I'm saying? In college, he wasn't like, let's go on dates. We're in college. No, we weren't thinking about that. You know what I'm saying?
We weren't thinking about that either.
So, you know, it's just like, here we are.
Yeah, I'll say for us, like, well, for me, I really didn't date until after college, until we moved to Dallas, where the dating scene became off of an app. So, and initially, I was dating to survive to eat, because it was a struggle. it was a struggle when we first moved to Dallas. So when people would, ask me on a date, take me out to eat, it was necessary. Like, oh, we ain't got nothing to eat in the house anyway, so why not go on this date? As I continue to date these people, I start realizing that they are human. These men are men, and they are human. And to take advantage of them is not okay. Prime example, when I started dating my husband, and he took me out on a date, and he took me out continuously. And then come February 14, I think this February 14, 2014, his car declined.
Not to remember the date this man's car declined.
It was on Valentine's Day. We started dating in October. He took me out every day. And on Valentine's Day, his car declined. How? But anyway, I realized that I was taking advantage of him, because he would take me out on even fourth meal. So we would go out for lunch, dinner, date. Like, no, I don't like bowling. So it was something else. but then he would take me somewhere after that. So he's spending all his money on me.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the man's car declining. What do y'all, how do y'all feel about that? Ajay, have you ever experienced going out with a man, a black man, because that's the topic and that's who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Have you ever experienced one of your black dates taking you out and his car declining? And if so,
it was like a declined and then switched to a different account kind of thing. It wasn't like a decline, can you take care of it? But I have been in like a real long-term relationship where like if he paid for the food, then I will pay for the drinks. And we'll probably split the dessert kind of shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did that for a very long time, you know, instead of one person splitting that whole bill, because we also got real bills at home too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, it's definitely a conversation piece. You know what I'm saying? But my first date really was that first guy, but my dad also treats us like that. So it's like when I go some stuff, I'm expecting to be treated a certain way.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So in my experience, and it's only happened to me one time, and the guy that I went out with whose car declined, that was our very first date. First date ever. Going out and him treating me, quote unquote, to dinner. And, you know, we had drinks, we had the meal, whatever, cool. Pull your card out, it declined. Actually, I must have been feeling great that day because there was no dramatic cuss out, no crazy reactions. There was no, I don't like to embarrass people and I don't like to be embarrassed, so I know how it feels. So I politely pulled my card out and paid for it, and I didn't ask for anything back. I didn't expect anything back. I think we laughed about it later on, but I guess it's maturity. It's a maturity level type of thing.
Yeah.
Because although we're expecting him to pay for something, like you have to pull your big girl panties up and be like, okay, cool. You know, this, I'm sure he would not have invited me out if he did not expect to have no money on his car. So, you know, you just have to kind of take life for what it is. And then you realize what type of person you're dealing with based off of those type of situations. So that's, you know, that's my piece on that. I just thought that was a good topic to discuss.
Because I didn't even, because with mine, I had to pay, first of all, the bill was $200.
First of all, let's talk about that, because what?
Right, I'm like, woo! So
So, for I mean, when that was a dawn on me, like for this man to continue to do things for me and this bill to be $200, of course his car probably declined, because he just took me out the day before, and he took me out probably the weekend before then,
and the day before that.
So what do you expect when you And first of all, he probably wasn't expecting to pay nothing about $50.
I'm sure.
And the glass of wine was
$20. That budget. But do what you want, baby. Get what you want. Make it feel good.
This is when they inflate in prices on Valentine's Day. You know, they're trying to get them. But baby, this man, he apologized. This is my husband now. He apologized so hard, to the point, the next time when his money was available, he ended up giving me the $200 plus some. And I was like, oh yeah, I like him. And I think that's what made me stay. Look, that's part of the reason that made me stay. And I just want to be able to use this as an example of how we can protect our Black men from being a financial burden to them. Because clearly when they ask us out on dates, we assume that it's always out to eat or dinner or something that's $200 plus. I was looking at Married at First Sight, and she was like, I still want to be courted, I still want to be dated. Like, he was like, can we just do the budget to like $350. She was like, well, like a date would be like $200.
Damn, where y'all going? Because I need
$200.
And in Atlanta. How many days are you going on a date? Once a month?
Like $200.
Well, is it just one place, or are we like going like to what's this fun access, and we dump dive, and we doing skydiving in the building and going out to eat and we going to the club?
Right. And that's what I was getting in my initial dates, but
I was like, we just
she was saying that that's one meal. I mean, that's one date for $200, which that was my situation. On Valentine's Day, not no random date. And it's
and
just
not every day.
Not no every date. Like, it don't work like that.
No, that's a lot of pressure.
I can say though that I do appreciate the men who take the initiative to be like, I'm a man's man. I take care of my wife, my woman, my girl, my lady. Yeah. I expect to pay every day, and you know, if you want to treat me, then fine. I'm probably gonna put up a couple of no's before I let you do so. But at the end of the day, I'm the man. I'm supposed to pay. So I do appreciate that. But on the other hand, like, I don't want a man to feel like he's forced into doing so. God has blessed me to have a man who pays for everything, literally all bills, all meals. He pays for everything, so I'm grateful for that. But I don't want it to be a, because I have been in a situation where I wasn't working, and the guy who I was with fell on hard times, and you know, it became so much pressure, and it kind of messed up the relationship. So I don't want that to be the situation ever. But I'm grateful for the situation I'm in now.
Gotcha. So what do you say with your sons who are, I guess, becoming our situation, and they grow and they start dating? Do you tell them to pay for everything? Do you tell them to go Dutch with the girl? What do you say to your son when he start dating?
And that's a good question, because as kids, for us, you know, growing up, we weren't, I don't think mama ever discussed with us, this is how life works. Like, this is what you're expected to do, and this is what men are expected to do. Well, maybe she did. I just don't recall that. But we don't have any brothers. So I really wouldn't know what, how they would have been taught growing up. But for me, I'm going to teach my son how to be a man's man. I mean, his dad does it for me, so why wouldn't I expect my son to be that way? I don't want him to feel like he's supposed to be taken care of. My son's gonna know how to cook, he's gonna know how to clean, he's gonna know how to wash his clothes, wash dishes, everything that I know how to do, everything that human beings are taught, you know, he's gonna learn. And I want him to know that he should take care of his woman, not be taken advantage of. I'm not saying I want him to be taken advantage of, but I do want him to be a man's man.
Even if it's like he going on multiple dates, he's dating. So even if he take out one girl, he's expected to pay for everything. Even what the girl asks him, if she want to do like a $200 date, are you going?
I'm not going to teach mine to be a fool. It just depends on the dynamic of the relationship. Like, some men treat, and that's another thing, I don't want mine to treat women like they're meats, or, you know, I don't want him to be disrespectful at no level to any woman. But I don't want him to be taken advantage of either. But I am going to tell him, most definitely, if you ask a woman out on a date, you are expected to pay for things. Now, if she offers, cool, but you are most definitely expected to pay your way.
If she offers, you're telling him to pay. If she initiates the date,
she got to pay.
You gonna tell your son that she has to pay?
I agree with that.
You gonna bring up now, I feel like men should pay, or I feel like you should be a man's man, or take the payment, or you gonna tell him?
I mean, for me, at that moment, I would want to teach my son, like how BJ was saying, like, be the man's man. If you're going to ask her out, be willing to court her and go that full, you know, payment process. And if she does ask, you know, have your backup money, because at the same time, you don't want him being taken advantage of. Yeah. And some women are fine with being that aggressive and fine with taking that first step. And some women don't mind, you know what I'm saying, because they did ask. So he's just like, okay, hey, it's fair game right here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or then my parents are always like the type to surprise you and pay for stuff, you know what I'm saying? So if she does ask and he feel like it's a good amount and he really enjoy himself, go ahead and slide that bread if they ain't gonna break you, and just go ahead and pay for it anyway.
Right. Okay. Because that definitely is like a, do I tell my son? No, she asked you, so take them. I mean, you do it. I mean, that's what I feel like, that's what we do with our friendships. If the friendships or the friends invite us, it's like, okay, we're gone and I'll pay for this, or I'll do this. I guess that's a sense is a sense of maturity. But if you really do like this girl, are you just going to, that you know she gonna splurge on you? Do you tell him to take advantage of that situation?
Yes. A good splurge. Who doesn't like it?
A good splurge.
Splurge on yourself, hell, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like at the same time, we're still teaching them how to be humans. We're like, BJ was just to piggyback on what she was saying, we're teaching them humans and how not to let people take advantage of you, but still be able to enjoy yourself and be a human, you know what I'm saying? Because who gonna say no? Seriously,
to being taken care of. She paying for mom, but she taking me on a trip, she paying for the trip.
Enjoy yourself, be safe, okay? Ask some questions, okay, period.
And take your own money.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Have your backup money. Have a little bitch you're going to take with you, you know what I'm saying? Flip a little money if you go out the country, you know? Let's make it work.
Okay, so with all that being said, Kevin Samuels is hot right now. And he's talking about the dating and the dating scene and how you should be, how you should, like, looks. He's talking about looks, what high value men are going after. Let's be clear. Everybody is not on high value level, but he always say that women who call in expect to have a high value man. So me being me, we have men who are on the verge of being high value. Because if you're growing with your man, of course, he start getting paid more and all this stuff, then we are exceptions to that. But in the dating world, he's saying that high value men cheat. So this is going to the single person in the room. So Ajaya.
Yes.
If you was to date a high value man.
I do. I have.
Let's talk about it.
Would it be okay for him to explore his options? Because it wouldn't be, he considered it's not cheating. It's for him to explore his options.
As long as I can explore my options and there's a communication factor, then, you know what I'm saying? I can't hold him to something if we don't have that title. Now, I do have that conversation about being exclusive, what I want, what do I see for us and all that. I don't mind having that conversation. So if he is saying that he still want to explore his options, I can still do my thing, but we got a guarantee system that we like to have going through our flow, then no, I don't mind.
Okay.
But so you know what I'm saying?
Even if it's to the point where he's paying your bills, he's taking care of everything, he can explore whatever he want to do. He can do whatever he want to do.
I mean, he ain't call me his girlfriend. I'm not his wife. Yeah, do you? Because I'm going to still have a little baby over here. We chilling off you paying off this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what's the communication? Let me know what's going on. Do I just need to call you on that day to make sure everything paid? We just going to do automatic payments? you know? So mm-hmm. it's just communication rules the nation. And I honestly believe that you got to sometimes pull people to the carpet to get an understanding.
I agree. And to me, just to kind of put my little two cents in there, I feel like we don't have the grasp or whole understanding of what dating means. Like most times women are the ones who like cut everybody off, think that they're supposed to only be with this one guy. When that in actuality, there's no title attached to y'all's partnership. So we mess ourselves up when we think we're only supposed to date one guy. Guys aren't thinking about dating one woman unless, you know, it's one out of 1,000. But at the end of the day, a man is free to date whoever he wants, and a woman is free to date whoever she wants, as long as there's that communication piece in there. So,
And even to those that I give advice to, like the younger generation, or the people that's dating or whatever, even if they're in a relationship, I always tell them you are single until you're married.
Period. So,
even if you have that girlfriend title or whatever the case is, you're single.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Because if he want to step out on you or explore his options or whatever the case is, that's his business.
And he's free to run.
Like, unless you saying that y'all are exclusive, that means that he just lied to you. He don't have no obligations until he have that bind or that commitment before God, before Christ, on paper, that he is yours and exclusively yours. So I think a lot of women today really misunderstand the fact that if you're in a relationship, you still single. And even with the girl, like, is some people that's trying to get married. For example, I had one of the coworkers, she was in a relationship and they was went from boyfriend to fiance to now it's her husband. But her main thing was finances. And she was like, how can I get control of this? Or how can I do this? And how can I do this? He's not yours. But we ended up doing this, unless y'all put it together in the beginning, then it's an issue because your money is mixed with his.
But money? Hold on now. Finances. I didn't think that was mixing money. I thought she was asking like a general question.
She was trying to control his money.
Oh.
This is even before they even combined accounts because they don't have the same last name. But once they eventually did, then she can be able to do or say whatever she had concerns about. But while they were fiance and boyfriend and girlfriend, you can't control this man's money. You can't give, you can give him advice or input or say what you want to say, but you can't tell him how he can save or how you want him to save or how you want him to do something. And I feel like that's according to every conversation there is. And like you trying to control them, you can't control a man. When it comes to controlling, that's when you have to take it to God. That's the only control that you have in your hands. Because God has the ability to change, to adjust, to adapt, whatever the case is that you need. And these, I wouldn't say it's just all women, but most women that we come into contact with, or I come into contact with, is trying to change a man from his nature, or a man from who he is, or how he was raised, instead of trying to understand what his background is, or what he experienced to see why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah. But I think
that we have to start asking. Go ahead.
I do absolutely agree with you. Excellent questions. I'm like, again, what BJ said, at knowing how to date. And I think we're all just really inquisitive people in general. So we're going to ask some of them questions. But really understanding what dating is, dating with a purpose. And, you know what I'm saying? It took us dating a few people to really know what we did want. And like, okay, look, y'all ain't really about nothing. I really need to take my dating scene more serious and start really looking at these guys a little more. You know what I'm saying? So I think as you go through that dating process, it helps you get that insight as well. And then controlling his finances, you know what I'm saying? With these dudes, I mean, with some of the guys, the high level men I have dated, okay? I love that. It's not about their money for me, because at the end of the day, he could leave and so is that money. Now, when we start putting stuff in my name, you know what I'm saying, and he invests in shit in my name, you know what I'm saying, or our name or a business name or something like that, then I could take it a bit more serious. But control, no, that don't even sound right. Controlling a man's finances, what? And he not, what?
Well, you know, that's what women really do. Hell, you know, they, well, he make this and I want him to do this and I want him to do this with his money and he need to do this. Who are you to tell him what he is to do with his funds?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Yeah, I'm fine. You can say
but I think this is mainly it that I have on this topic as far as the dating experiences, the world. Do y'all have anything else that y'all want to tackle or talk about or help women understand as far as
date with purpose? And be open to not always dating the guy that you want to be, and understand the difference between compromise and a standard, a non-negotiable. Understanding the difference between those, I really think, made the dating scene a little bit more realistic for us. And like what B. Simone said, you got to be the person that you're looking for. You can't expect them to be working out and your ass don't work out. You know what I'm saying? Because something, Jim Bay is real. Hey, boo.
Whew.
I don't know. I ain't got one. I was speaking into existence. It felt good, though.
Speak on it, sis.
What's the word for the day, AJ? What's the word for the day?
Okay, the word for the day is assurance.
Go first, BJ. Well, you always, okay, let's see. Assurance. I thought about like sacrifice and like security. I don't know why. That's the first two words came to my head.
Okay.
I actually thought about security as well. When I think of assurance, I like to be, I like to know, and I hope I'm saying this right, I like to know where my husband is as far as mentally, like, I like to be assured that we're okay. I like for him to, I like to know that he still loves me and he still feels the same way about me. So yeah, I thought about security as well. Towards my husband, from my husband.
Okay, for me, assurance, I think about, I guess, confirming something, confirmation. I don't know where that came from, but you have to assure me something, you have to confirm something. Just like you assuring me, just like what BJ said, as far as where you are mentally, you're assuring me that you are in a better mental space and confirming that, it's confirming to me of how I'm feeling while you're there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Confirming that y'all on the same page almost.
Yeah, it's just like a cycle or understanding of something. But that was yours, security, and what you say?
What did I say? Security.
Well, I guess that's a wrap. But thank you for tuning into the Three Glasses podcast, and we are out. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank y'all for tuning in to Three Glasses.
That was lit. Okay, shout out to us.